Good day of basketball. You hopefully are enjoying on New Year's Eve. Matt Harmon and Sarah Luca. You heard Monmouth University men's basketball. Prior to this one, we're in the midst of the girls' final here, the WOBM Christmas Classic. Red Bank Catholic, two leads, one, 41-27. Boys' final to follow at 7:30. That one will tip top seed Jackson to take on number seven, Manchester.
Jackson led by big Delaware University recruit Eric Carter, 6'8". Eric Carter.
Clark throwing it inbounds to begin our fourth quarter. Manasquan starting with a basketball. Sullivan from the right elbow. A little too strong. Robinson picks up the loose ball, then had it stripped away by Hageman. A jump ball is called on the possession hour. It will be RBC basketball.
Well, Manasquan's job now is just to control the tempo here. There's no need to rush shots. You've got a big lead, a 14-point lead. Take some air out of the ball and play good defense.
Foul on the far side will be called against Manasquan. It'll be Eva Hart to get whistled for her fourth.
And I'll give you one more must, Matt. They must make their foul shots down the stretch because they will be on the line a lot this half. This quarter, I should say.
Off the inbound, RBC finding Lynch. Kick out for the three-pointer. That's Carroll off the mark on the left side. Lynch can't keep it alive. It goes out of bounds and will go back over to Manasquan. 7:17 to play. Casey's will come out here with full court pressure, just trying to change the dynamic of this game somehow. Ford will put it in play. Hageman bouncing off on the left side, looking for Clark. That ball will go out of bounds, and it will go back to RBC. Manasquan will counter with full court pressure of their own. Trying to make RBC work for everything they can. Big Blue won this tournament back in 2011, where they beat Jackson 60-28. Mikella Mabry was the MVP. And the Warriors on the verge here of winning their second in 3 years. Fallon trying to cross over, going left side of the lane. Off the mark, no good. Robinson, the offensive rebound. Here's Carroll, the jumper from the right corner. That's no good.
They just cannot make anything from outside the Caseys.
Masonis grabbed the loose ball. She is fouled and will go to the free throw line for the first of a 1-1. That foul called on number 21, Alex Barazzotti, her fourth and the team's seventh.
Well, if the Caseys want any chance of getting back into this one, they can't afford to have Barazzotti foul out of this one. And she, as you said, has four fouls now.
Masonis with the first of the 1-1. That is good. Her third point of the night. Second one also good. 4 points for Masonis. And back to a 16-point advantage. 43-27. In favor of Manasquan. Another problem bringing the ball up court. Fallon able to hang on to it for RBC. Harassing defense for Manasquan. Fallon top of the key. Long three on the way. Halfway down, rimmed out. Robinson keeps it alive. Barazzotti on the putback from the right side.
Wow. She threw it off the glass. But it went down.
Clark quickly getting it up court.
Don't think Manasquan wants to rush the ball up the court. I wouldn't.
43-29, less than six to go. Stella Clark picks up the dribble. Masonis has it. Back to that all-freshman backcourt. Hageman cutting through the lane. Got away with a travel, I think. Missed the shot from the right side. Fallon grabs a loose ball, and then Hageman with the frustration foul.
That's what it was, frustration all the way.
Just the first personal on Courtney Hageman. 14th foul overall for Manasquan. 32nd timeout has been taken here by Lisa Kokoda and the Big Blue. And I would think the message, Ed, is what you just talked about. We are not in any rush here. Just slow it down. Make them come out and play us.
Yeah, you gotta do two things. You gotta just relax, be good with the basketball, and make our foul shots. Because as I said, they will be on the line shooting one and one, and after three more fouls, they'll be shooting the double bonus. They come into the year shooting free throws at a 54%. You know, on the early season, so that's not real good. That's one of two, just a little bit more than one of two. So if the Casey's want any chance, they'll be putting the to get back in it, they'll be putting the Warriors on the foul line and hope for some misses and maybe some two-for-one exchanges. But the way things have gone so far, the Casey's have been unable to knock down anything from outside, let alone outside the arc from 3 points.
5:40 to go, fourth quarter, 43-29 in favor of Manasquan. Fallon lost a handle on it on her drive to the basket. Loose ball picked up by Hageman. And it will be Misonis to run the point here.
Misonis doesn't play like a freshman, does she, Matt?
Well, been impressed with both of the freshman
yes.
guards for Manasquan, Misonis and Clark.
Yes.
Each have contributed. Clark had 8 points in that first quarter. Misonis with 4 points here in the second half. 5:15 to go, fourth quarter. Long jumper from the right corner, up and in for Josie Larkins on the right side. Her first basket makes it 43-31.
Yeah, one of the few outside shots that the Casey's have hit tonight. They're going to need a few more of them.
Misonis around the perimeter. Picks up her dribble. At the half-court circle, Hageman has it now, played by Barazzotti, who has the four personal fouls. Casey's have stuck with a man-to-man for most of the game here tonight. Sullivan around a nice screen, drive to the right side, and gets the layup to go.
He's got such a nice touch around the basket for a big, strong girl.
She's really improved her game.
She sure has.
From a season ago. Missed a lot of layups the last couple of years. That does not seem to be a problem early on. Off to a good start coming into tonight with a team high 16 points per contest. Good night tonight for the senior. She's got a game high 18.
And a great night in the semis with 20, 15, and 13 in the first two games. So Tam Sullivan on her way to a possible MVP. Trophy.
I think more importantly for Sullivan, look at her field goal percentage coming into the game, 56%. She's done nothing to harm that here tonight. Manasquan setting up the weave. Hart dumping down low. Sullivan on cue, missing the layup from the left side. And then Hageman inside will get called for a loose ball foul as she connected with it.
Only her second.
Fifth team foul for Manasquan.
Both coaches, both teams with two timeouts left. They've used their timeouts.
Midway point of this fourth quarter. Big Blue still in charge. 45-31. Barazzotti will force a three from the left side. Kept alive by Lynch. Three by Larkins off the mark. Barazzotti gets the loose ball. Layup inside, no good. Kept alive by Barazzotti. Can't find the handle on it. Finally, Bridget Ford pulls it away from Manasquan. Sullivan up ahead of the field, looking for a cutter. Finds one in four. Beautiful feed and a finish. Bridget Ford with her first basket of the night. She's got three, and Manasquan leading 47-31.
Great look by Sullivan. She's doing it all tonight.
3:15 to go. This lead matching the biggest of the night for Manasquan, 47-31. Fallon will miss the three. Deflected out of bounds off of a blue shirt. It'll stay with the Casey's.
Sullivan, have her listed as 6'1". Not sure if she's that big, but certainly plays bigger than she actually is.
Mentioned earlier on her way to Wagner College. Off the inbound, Eva Hart stepping in the passing lane.
I think she could have a nice career there, Matt, at Wagner. Perfect spot for her.
This Manasquan defense, very harassing so far here tonight. We'll have a jump ball. And on the possession arrow, it'll be Manasquan basketball as Misonis lost the handle on it.
lot of smiles on Lisa Kokoda there on the bench, Matt, as she jokes around with Jim Snyder, the official.
Masonis looking to put it in play, finding Hart. Feed down low for Sullivan. Back to the basket against Ballin. Faces up and goes right up over the top.
Well, she looked like she was going to go back to the foul line there and just turned around, shot it over Fallon.
Full timeout taken by RBC. Sullivan's got 20, and Manasquan with their biggest lead of the night, 49-31. We step out for 30 seconds, back right after this quick timeout. 2:47 to go, fourth quarter. It's all Manasquan right now, the WOBM Christmas Classic Final on the Shore Sports Network. 2:47 to go here, fourth quarter, 49-31 in favor of Manasquan as they lead Red Bank Catholic. The Big Blue coming into this one as the 2 seed, trying to avenge their only loss of the year so far in the season's opening night. They dropped a 48-46 overtime decision to Red Bank Catholic, and we have seen a much different effort so far tonight from the Big Blue.
Yeah, certainly one of their best games they've played even in this tournament, even though they have 3 previous wins. They're playing outstanding on both ends tonight.
Casey's with it off the timeout. Have some problems with it. Deflected ball goes into the backcourt. Still handled by RBC. And Hageman will come over and bump Robinson and commit the personal foul. It'll be her third. It's also the sixth team foul, rather, on Manasquan. So one away from putting RBC to the free throw line. Something they don't really want to do.
Nah, that was came out. That foul was senseless right there as Sullivan and Hageman go to the bench right now for probably 30 seconds. They'll be back in there, I'm sure.
2:25 to go, 49-31. Victoria Galvan has checked back into the game for Manasquan, and number 33, Jillian Black.
Just what you said, Matt. Galvan picks up a foul there, and that'll put the Caseys on the line. You don't want a trailing team scoring when the clock isn't running. Let them earn their points. These foul shots with the clock stopped could mean trouble.
Second and Galvan will send number 14, Maureen Coakley, to the free throw line for a 1-1. Makes the front end for her first point of the night. The bonus second to follow. That one also good. Make it now 49-33 with just over 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Black. Nice backdoor pass for Galvan. Had the shot blocked. Up ahead of the field, Carroll lost the handle on it. Handled by Clark and Masonis. The two freshman guards play catch and run here as Clark had it deflected away. In the backcourt, picked up by Clark. She'll work one-on-one with Lynch. Flip it ahead for Masonis. Hart, nice backdoor cut. Clark hacked at the rim and will go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
Just an overall outstanding job by the Warriors. As I said, on both ends of the court, they run their offense well. They get the ball down low to Sam Sullivan. Their guards have done a good job controlling the ball, the tempo of the game.
Clark's first free throw. Up and in. She's got 9. Had that 8-point first quarter and her first point here since closing things out with a 3-pointer at the buzzer in quarter number 1.
Yeah, she's got them going in that first half, that's for sure.
Second free throw. Well short.
Yeah.
50-33. Manasquan will keep the advantage with a minute 43 to go in this fourth quarter. Robinson with a basketball, dribbling off of left side. Hands off to Jillian Hansen. Hansen cross-court look for Lynch. Lynch trying to drive against Clark. Good stutter move. Robinson at the foul line. Takes it baseline, picks up the dribble. Good inside cut and feed by Coakley, who missed the layup. Galvan with the loose ball. She's fouled and will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. It was pretty much, with the exception of the second quarter, all Manasquan in this one.
All right, we're not going to need Sullivan and Hageman back in this one as Kokoda clears her bench with the second teamers.
Masonis heads to the bench. Clark heads to the bench. coming in for their first action of the night. Alex Kurtz, number 10. Ashley Zito, number 44. And Molly Reed. Aubrey Jones, rather, number 12. We'll have a jump ball. And on the possession hour will be Red Bank Catholic basketball.
So there'll be a lot of hardware to be dished out after this one. Long three by number five, Josie Larkins.
Larkins' second basket here in the quarter. And Manasquan brings it up court with less than a minute to play. Here's Galvan. Baseline jumper. That's off the mark. No good.
Out of bounds to RBC. 41.9 left in this contest. Saw the hardware room over there in the corner, Matt. A lot of hardware this year. Nice looking hardware.
Coakley with the foul line jumper. That's off the mark. Loose ball tracked down by Zito for Manasquan. She is bumped on her way up court by Caitlin Carroll.
Yeah, fouls are useless right now. With a 14-point lead and 28 seconds left, she'll go to the line for the double bonus. But nice to get in the book, right?
Yeah, an opportunity
to
for
score
a point or two. That'll be Zito's first two at a little too strong off the back part of the rim.
Zito doesn't have a point this season, so let's get that first point right here. Nope.
Second one off the mark, no good. With 25 seconds, RBC rebounds the ball, trying to get it up court.
Ooh, nice block that time.
Block inside, Galvan there, 15 seconds. Loose ball on the floor. It'll be jump ball on the possession arrow. It'll go back over to Manasquan. Off the inbound, ball put in play. Jones has it. Breaks the timeline with the dribble. Jones, a junior. Kurtz, another freshman on the roster, getting some minutes here.
That's going to do it, Matt.
Manasquan, your 2013 WOBM Christmas Classic champs. They win it 50-36 over Red Bank Catholic. In a fairly dominant performance, 9 points here in that quarter for Red Bank Catholic. They also had 9 points in the quarter, 13 points overall in this second half for RBC. Tough way for the Caseys to lose their first game. Now identical 4-1 records, and Manasquan avenging a loss earlier in the season in the game's first of the year, in which they lost a 2-point game to RBC. Back on top here, and some hardware to help out. They'll play a third time later on in the season as an A-Central divisional game, and who knows what the postseason will hold for both of these teams. We'll step out here for 60 seconds. Manasquan 50, Red Bank Catholic 36. We're back in 60 seconds with more postgame coverage now of the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here from the Pine Belt Arena. Manasquan, a winner tonight in the 2013 WOBM Christmas Classic Championship, knocking off RBC 50-36. Before we get into some all-tournament selection teams and things to the nature, well, let's go through the scoring for both of these teams. First for RBC, who falls to 4-1 on the year. Their first 10 points out of Alex Barazzotti to lead the way. 7 points for Grace Fallon, 6 points for Quinn McMenamin, 5 for Josie Larkins, 4 points for Cameron Lynch, 2 points apiece for Jackie Robinson and for Maureen Coakley. The quarter totals 7, 16, 4, and 9 for a game total of 36 for RBC, who again falls to 4-1 and will have to settle for a runner-up championship and trophy this year in the WOBM tournament. 20 points out of Sam Sullivan. She led the way for Manasquan. Good balance as she scored in every single quarter. 12 points for Courtney Hageman, the only other Big Blue player in double figures tonight. 9 for Stella Clark, who had 8 of those in the quarter. 4 points for Addie Masonis and 3 points for Bridget Ford. 2 points for Eva Hart. The quarter totals for Manasquan 19, 9, 13, and 9 for a game total of 50. We'll have post-game interviews coming up after the championship presentations are made and the all-tournament selections are announced. We'll step out for a timeout here. We'll make it a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll announce the all-tournament team right after this quick pause. You're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic Final here on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here. Manasquan being introduced here to a nice crowd on hand for what is now kind of the changeover time. Post-game of the girls' final. Pre-game to follow real quick for the boys' final, set to start at 7:30. I think we're in pretty good shape to get that one off when we should. The final score in this one, 50-36 in favor of Manasquan, who claims their second WOBM Christmas Classic championship in 3 years. They won it back in 2011, win it here in 2013, and improved their record to 4-1 overall. Let's run through the all-tournament selections, the second team to begin with, and you can comment on this team after I announce it. You certainly saw all these players over the course of the last 10 days or so. Tori Wagner from Freehold Township on the second team. Chelsea Crow from Monsignor Donovan, a second team selection. Lindsay Havens from Point Pleasant Borough, the defending champions, had a great tournament, 22-17-17. Course, her scoring totals. Shayna Vega from Jackson Memorial and Sydney Darby from Wall, all on the second team all tournament.
Yeah, pretty good team, Matt. Some good players on these first two teams here. And, of course, Manasquan leading the way with two big players, one being the MVP, as I see Chelsea Crow, who had a great tournament for Monsignor Donovan, pick up her trophy. Shayna Vega from Jackson Memorial, young player. Great player for Jackson. Look for her in the future.
First team all-tournament team, Dana Carbone from Monsignor Donovan. Her totals 18, 16, and 21 today in the consolation round. Ellen Dougherty, who had a great tournament for Wall, 16, 14, and 27.
By the way, Matt, Dana Carbone heading to Monmouth University.
That is correct. Alex Barrazzati from Red Bank Catholic, who we just saw here today. Grace Fallon of Red Bank Catholic as well. Courtney Hageman, who had double figures in three of the four games for Manasquan. And Sam Sullivan, the tournament MVP. The number is for Sullivan, 15 in the opener, 13 in the quarters, 20 in the semis, and 20 here tonight and in the final. Certainly well-deserving of the tournament MVP.
Yeah, no doubter right there. Easy decision by the tournament staff. Grace Fallon picking up her trophy right now. And Barrazzati.
We'll be joined by hopefully Sam Sullivan and by Lisa Kokoda, the second-year head coach from Manasquan, once these post-game festivities are all wrapped up. Sullivan will be introduced right now as the tournament MVP. Certainly well-deserved and well-earned. This is a Manasquan team, Ed, while we have a minute, at 4-1. We mentioned the controversy from a couple of years ago and how things kind of shook out. Well, heading around over the course of the last couple of days, that there might be some more of the controversy swirling around this big blue team.
Yeah, rumors has it that Marina Mabry, on her way back to Manasquan on January 2nd, she will, as the rumor mill states, check into Manasquan. I believe the state rules say she has to sit 30 days. That will take her to February 2nd, just around tournament time. So it should be interesting. So our listeners should keep abreast of what's happening around the shore as Manasquan could get a whole lot better than they are right now, and they're a good team right now.
Yep, 4-1 and a WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. They win it here 50-36 over Red Bank Catholic. Let's step out for a two-minute timeout. We'll come right back after this with some post-game interviews and then get you set for the boys' contest to follow right around 7:30. Jackson, the number one seed, set to take on number 7, Manchester. Back right after this quick pause. You're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship on the Shore Sports Network. Good solid effort tonight for Manasquan as they win their second WOBM Christmas Classic Championship in the last 3 years, taking this one 50-36, leading pretty much from start to finish in this one, and good enough to give us a few minutes here. Courtside is the second-year head coach, Lisa Kokoda. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Must feel pretty special to finally not only knock off RBC and your mentor, Joe Montano, but be able to claim some hardware in doing so.
Yeah, it was really nice. You know, after last Friday's loss to them, you know, in a competitive loss, and after last season's, you know, we lost to them 3 times. So, you know, our girls kind of had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and we're ready to go. You know, and especially in the WOBM tournament and a great Christmas tournament like this, you know, it was nice to finally be able to get that W.
Lisa, it was a solid effort throughout the game, but we're going to single out the first quarter and the third quarter because you got out to the big lead led by your freshman guard there, Stella Clark, who lit it up in the first quarter with the nice three. I think that got the momentum going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, before the game and also at halftime, you know, that was our conversation, that we need to set the tempo, you know, both at the start of the game and coming out in that third quarter. We have to set the tempo of this game. You know, we want it to go the way that we, you know, the tempo that we want. So, you know, especially, you know, Stella had that great start, and, you know, everybody gave a great effort. You know, I think that was one thing that we said is we have to have a great team effort.
Coach, you know, that was one thing that we had talked about during the game. You know, I think you can kind of figure out what you're going to get from players like Sullivan and Hageman during the course of it. But the way that your two freshman guards really played in Clark and Masonis really kind of changed the tempo of the game a little bit.
Yeah, you know, in addition to them, you know, with Ava Hart and Bridget Ford, you know, and Molly Bryant stepping out there, you know, starting the game with us, and then being able to bring Addie and Stella off the bench allows us to keep up that tempo. You know, we never, and I said that, you know, 1 through 15 on our team, you know, we never drop down. You know, we actually, you know, increase our tempo. You know, we increase the intensity when we go, and we said from the beginning we can use that to our advantage, you know, using a deep bench.
One last question, Lisa, before we get the MVP on here. Tell us a little bit about Sam Sullivan and how she's improved this year.
Yeah, I mean, she's awesome. From day one, you know, when I got this job, from day one, I've loved her. You know, she's bought into everything that I've asked her to do. You know, she's taken this team and she's led them, you know, and she's you know, proud of this team. All she wants to do is win. You know, that's her main goal. She doesn't care who gets the credit. She doesn't care who gets the points. She just wants a good team win. And, you know, and being able to do that, she's played, you know, very well herself.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Good little four-game stretch here as now you get yourself back into A Central, which is always a lot of fun for
everyone.
The likes of Vianney and RBC and Rumson among the teams. But this is a nice little way to get some of the younger players some experience. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes
definitely.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
That is Lisa Kokoda, the second-year head coach for Manasquan, claiming a championship here in the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship for the 20th time. The girls handing things out. And now we are joined by MVP Sam Sullivan, who had just a great tournament. We mentioned her scoring totals, 15, 13, 20 in the semis against Wall, 20 in the finals here tonight against Red Bank Catholic. Sam, first of all, congratulations. How's it feel to win this one?
It feels amazing, especially because last year we lost to RBC all 3 times, and we lost them in our season opener. So it was nice to come back and win this one.
Sam, we talked about with Coach about the quick start. Out of the locker room, quick big lead in the first quarter. Out of the locker room at halftime, put the game away in the third quarter.
I mean, we were just amped up because coming into this game, I mean, and the whole WOBM Christmas Classic, we wanted to make it to the finals. We wanted RBC too, just to come out and get it. So that's why we were amped up out of every quarter.
Sam, do you feel like you know, you've seen this program almost come full circle a little bit? You know, a couple years ago, you're the young player, and there's maybe some bigger names on the team. Now this is really essentially your team. As a senior and a leader, that's a responsibility that I would imagine it looks like you're kind of really taking to heart a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I love being, like, the leader out there, especially for the younger ones. Like, it's just exciting to see, like, because I know what they're feeling, like, especially, like, Stella and Addie. Like, I know they're kind of nervous but excited, so I like to see them, like just kill it in games, big games like this, because I know how that felt my freshman and sophomore year.
Well, you know, right behind you about 5 rows was Dad and Mom. You know, they look kind of calm tonight. You think?
They've chilled out. They just let me to go out there and do my thing. I mean, they're my main supporters, and they're always there, and they just motivate me to just work hard in the off season. So they're just relaxed up there.
Sam, finally, before we let you go and go enjoy this one a little bit more with your teammates, what's this win you think mean for you guys now moving forward? Because as we just mentioned with Coach, it's not like things get any easier.
Yeah.
You know, St. John Vianney, Rumson on the horizon. You'll see Red Bank Catholic again. But this kind of a nice confidence boost for you guys.
It's definitely a confidence boost for us. And it's definitely, but like now we have bigger teams like wanting to come after us. But that'll just make us want it more. Because now everyone, we know we can go out there and just crush it now.
Well, enjoy the New Year's. It'll certainly be a good one. And good luck in 2014.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sam Sullivan, the senior here from Manasquan. Good enough to give us a couple of minutes. Congratulations to her and to her team. Manasquan winning the WOBM Christmas Classic here from Toms River High School North. Final score 50-36. That closes the door on the girls' final for us. When we come back, we start to preview the boys' final. Number 1 Jackson against number 7 Manchester. We'll do it all after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship live on 1160, 1310 WOBM and the Shore Sports Network.